This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday. Wasn't quite tornadoes last night, but unbelievable severe thunderstorms ripping through the area. Lots of damage and more than 150 poles down. Dayetta Jones joins us from Ameren, Senior Director of Operations. It's good to speak to you. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm just fine. It's been a long night, but we're doing well today.
Okay. Talk to me a little bit about how this thing ripped through last night, not classified as a tornado, but doing tornado-like damage.
Yeah, absolutely. It was definitely straight-line winds that hit us pretty hard here in central Illinois. There was no rotation that we're aware of, so you're right about that. Came through really straight through the Decatur and the Lincoln areas. Were hit kind of worst. We do have some damage over in the farther eastern side of the state, Champaign, and then down further south in Robinson, Olney, some in those areas as well. Total at peak for us customers out was about 27,200 customers, and that took place right around 7 o'clock last night.
Yeah, I think we were down about 7 hours and back up. And last I looked at the coverage map a few minutes ago, there were still about 1,000 people or so in the Macon County area, but that number has been cut in half in the last half hour. I know you guys have crews out there trying to take care of this.
Yes, we've worked all night. We're bringing in crews from other areas, and we're continuing to bring in some additional crews yet today. Division 3, our state's divided into 6 divisions, and the Decatur area is Division 3, and that covers Decatur, Lincoln, Bloomington, and Springfield. And our peak for that local area was 17,644 customers last night, and as of this morning, we're down to 3,658 customers still out. So we made some really good progress. A lot of our damage is over at Lincoln and then also in the Decatur Central area as well.
Yeah, David, I think that's just been updated to, I think, down to 608. So they're clearly taking care of some stuff pretty quickly here this morning. How has this the coronavirus impacted your operations? Because I'm sure you guys can't just go and do things as normal like everyone else, right? I mean, it has to impact the way you guys are working.
Absolutely. It's had a big impact. We're doing the same things that everyone else is doing and maybe even a little bit more. We're following all the social distancing guidelines, the proper hygiene guidelines. But the big thing for us was really separating our crews. So we have changed how we work and putting our crews together. We're calling them set crews. And what that means is we're having the same 3 or 4 men work together consistently. And that's not the norm for us. Typically, we put different crews, different people together during the day, and particularly at night when we have to call them out for emergencies. But during the virus situation, we have kept the same people working together. We have them separated, meaning that they are showing up for their start their work in different locations. They're not all coming into our operating centers. We have them showing up out at substations and in different locations within the building to keep people separated so that we can keep that social distancing and follow the protocols. I'm happy to report as of yesterday anyway, we have not yet had an Ameren, Illinois come down with the virus. So we're working really hard to make sure that we can keep everyone safe and protected.
That's fantastic, and best of luck with that. Technology-wise, I got an 800 number call last night informing me that the power was out in my area. I know you have alerts that people can sign up for. What's the best way for consumers to keep track of what's going on in case of any more storms like this?
Well, absolutely, the alerts are probably the best way because then you can get actual individual information for your residence or your business. And you can sign up for those alerts out at AmerenIllinois.com, and you can either get a text, an email, or a phone call. We also are calling customers when we think they have an outage. They can confirm that they do have an outage, and then we'll call back when we believe that their power has been restored and they're back on. So that's the kind of information that we can provide to customers when they sign up for those alerts.
All right, you got about 1.2 million customers in Illinois. About 6,087 of them are without service this morning. That number down to 608 in the Decatur-Macon County area. Please pass along our thank yous to all the hardworking men and women that are out there on the front lines. We really do look at the front lines completely different than we did 8 weeks ago. And please pass along the thanks to all of your hardworking folks.
Well, thank you. We really do appreciate that. They have worked hard all night, and I would like to thank our linemen and our supervisors, our engineering folks, everybody that's been out there, and we certainly want them to be safe today as we continue to work and get our customers restored. I would like to remind our customers that they need to maintain that social distancing. Sometimes they come out, want to talk to our crew, want to know when their power is going to be back, want to know what happened. But we really have to maintain that 6 feet distance to protect everyone.
All right. Well, listen, we appreciate it, Dayetta. We have a great day. Stay safe and keep up the great work. I know people get frustrated. I get frustrated. I mean, you feel like you have so little control over everything right now in your life. And then it gets like, now I got nothing.
All right. It's the worst. And you know, they take a lot of heat sometimes. And sometimes it really stinks. We talked about the ice storm earlier. I remember not having power at my house and looking at neighbors or like one street over and seeing power. And it's like in your head, you're like, it's not that hard. Just, you know, do an extension cord or just fix that little part over there and it fixes us. But it's just not that simple. It's a complicated grid. It really is.
Yeah. And it's the folks out there, I mean, in the dark, you know.
Yeah. It's in tough. The ice, in the storms, in the...
Well, yeah, but I mean, we're no ice last night, but
no,
yes.
I mean, in general, whatever, yeah.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.